The family of Andre Hill is speaking out. The unarmed black man was killed by police on December 22nd as he exited a friend's garage in Columbus, Ohio. City officials are holding a hearing today to decide whether to fire police officer Adam Coy, who didn't turn his body cam on early enough before shooting Hill and didn't render Hill aid, which is seen on what tape there is. Here's Hill's sister, Shauna Barnett, speaking on CNN today.
I saw them take my brother's life, snatch his life away within a matter of seconds. No questions asked or anything.
Both Columbus Police Chief Tom Quinlan and Mayor Andrew Ginther are recommending that Officer Coy be removed from the force. Nick Evans is a reporter at member station WOSU in Columbus. And Nick, this hearing is about deciding whether to fire Coy for breaking those regulations. I understand he was not at the hearing this morning. So who was and what do we know happened?
Right. Coy did not show up. Members of the Fraternal Order of Police, the local police union, were there on his behalf. Unfortunately, we don't know a ton of what happened. It happens behind closed doors. We heard in a statement from the public safety director, Ned Pettis, that he is now going to weigh the evidence and the recommendation from the chief of police, and he will render a decision. He said it will be prompt, but we don't really have details as to exactly when that will come down.
Yeah. And again, the hearing, the police chief and the mayor all are not considering Coy's, you know, the actual shooting. The chief and the mayor are saying they want Coy fired because he didn't turn his camera on. And also, what is the question regarding rendering aid?
Right. So the big point that the chief and the mayor have made throughout this is that we're going to set aside the question of what happened with the shooting. But the fact that this officer didn't have his body camera on when he showed up at the scene and turned it on after pulling the trigger. But then also, you know, Coy and other officers didn't immediately go over to, put pressure on wounds and the like, you know, while Hill was lying on the ground dying. They say those two things together are enough to prompt them to recommend removing him from the force.
Right. And Nick, it can get a little confusing. You and I spoke last week. The officer, Coy, didn't turn his camera on until after the shooting, but it has a look
right
back. And so the video,
exactly,
we can see some of the video, which is very disturbing. And here is some of Chief Quinlan's announcement last week.
I have filed two departmental charges alleging critical misconduct against Officer Coy. After an expedited investigation, I have sustained those charges. Based on these findings, I am recommending discipline of termination.
And how rare is it to see the police chief call for that first before even a hearing?
To be frank, in a word, it's stunning. You know, we have seen stories like this play out in cities around the country. And to have, you know, the local officials here in basically less than a week, you know, basically say, we're going to parse this incident. We're going to set aside the question of the shooting, but we have enough evidence based on the idea of not having the camera on and not rendering aid. We have enough to go on to say that we think that we should move forward and remove this guy from the force. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like that.
Yeah, we should just say briefly that this is the second death of an unarmed black man in your city in a month. It's separately, a sheriff's deputy in Columbus who isn't yet required to wear a body cam shot and killed an unarmed black man named Casey Goodson Jr. There is an investigation into that. But just briefly, you say that this hearing today, we might hear from officials today. What's your sense of the feeling there in Columbus?
I mean, I would caution that I don't really expect for us to hear from the safety director today on this. My guess is that, you know, he'll probably at least sleep on it, and we'll have an update, you know, sometime soon. In terms of the Casey Goodson shooting, you know, we don't really have any new information on that. The Columbus police are handling that investigation, not the sheriff's office. And in both of these incidents, the local U.S. attorney is reviewing the cases for civil rights charges. In terms of, like, public activists, you know, we are hearing the things that we've been hearing since, you know, George Floyd, you know, no justice, no peace, that sort of thing.
And many people of color in Columbus saying they don't feel safe. Nick Evans
right
of member station WOSU, thank you so much.
Anytime. Happy to do it.